Okay, today I want to discuss with you a minhag. It's not easy to find chidushim on this minhag, to find sources, but I have a sefer that really an excellent article on this inyan, the minhag of Bahab.
What?
Bahab. Beis Hei Beis. Beis Hei Beis stands for Beis Hei Beis. Monday, Thursday, Friday. There is such a halacha, such a minhag or halacha / halacha, that a person should fast a series of three fast days after Sukkos and after Pesach. Let me read you. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a minhag. It's a halacha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a siman Tov Tzadi Beis. There are a lot of halachas, a lot of different issues, a lot of very interesting things about this custom. Siman Tov Tzadi Beis, Tainis Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni Achar HaMoadim. I'll read you what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Noihagim. This is from the Mechaber. Okay, this is the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef. L'Hisanoi Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni Achar HaPesach V'Chein Achar Chag HaSugos. There are those, not all, who have the custom to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday after Pesach and after Sukkot. And when do you begin? What? And when do you begin? So here he brings that every single thing that he says here, you know, is very, very, if you go back to the source, it's very controversial. And we'll go through some of the things in a few moments. Umamtinim ad sheyavor kol chodesh nisan v'tishrei v'oz mis'anim. Do not begin the fast immediately. First wait until Rosh Chodesh begins. Wait until Tishrei is over, because during the entire month of Tishrei, many people, some people do not fast the entire Chodesh of Tishrei. Okay, we'll get to that in a few moments. And certainly during Chodesh Nisan, the custom is that there are no fast days during Chodesh Nisan. So you wait until Tishrei is out, until Cheshvan begins. We wait until Nisan is out, until Iyar begins. And then we begin, what?
Tainis
Bukharis and Dechoid is the exception. Very good. We'll discuss that in a few moments with regard to Pesach Sheni. Very good. We'll come to that. And therefore, we wait. The Mechaber brings down that if those that follow this custom of fasting Monday, Thursday, Monday should not begin the series of Monday, Thursday, Monday until you are out of Chodesh Tishrei, you begin Chodesh Nisan, and until you enter into Chodesh Iyar. Hagol miyad behab beis she'efshel l'sanos. Don't delay. As soon as you can start. So there are more rites. There are more continues. Uve Ashkenaz v'tzarfas nohagul hisanos. The custom is in Ashkenaz. Okay, the custom is to fast. Serious business. The oisin also kimo tainis tzibur likros vayichal. Serious business. Shulchan Aruch, Tov Tzadi Beis. It says here that the custom is both the Mechaber and Ramah agree. The Ramah used the words Nohagu. It is the custom. There are different expressions that the Ramah uses to describe custom. Sometimes there's Yesh Nohagim. Whenever you use the expression Nohagu, that's a very serious expression. That means no games. You got to do it. And it goes so far to say that it's a Tainis Tzibur. And we lane vayicha. Okay, now the Mishneh Berurah brings down a number of very interesting things concerning this halacha. Why? That's the obvious we're going to discuss. I have about 7-8 reasons why we fast. The Mishneh Berurah quotes only one of the reasons. I'll read you his exact words. Shechoshesh, and he's quoting here from Poskim, very vague. In the Shar HaTzion, he's very vague in where it comes from. He says, "Shechoshesh in Shema mitoch mishta v'simcha bohu lidei avera." Kamo be'Iyov v'kam shem a pasuk in Iyov, which I'll read you in a few moments. Iyov, after he made one of his parties, he said, "Let me go and bring sacrifices to atone for the sins of my children." Because being that we partied, we had a celebration, it's inevitable that my children sinned. They came with a kalas roish. They did some type of avera, and therefore we need an atonement. And being that we've gone to the holiday of Pesach and Sukkot, and on Pesach and Sukkot is a time when the family gets together and it's mishtev and simcha, people come and they call us roish, they do averos, and therefore they need a ketshuva shebol de aver kumo shemitzim be'iyav shehevi karbonos. He brought karbonos, the hatainis And bizman hazeh, we do not have karbonos neshal mufodim sefasin v'yatainis b'mokam karbon. Period. Av v'yatzer. So the Mishnah Berurah right away asks a very obvious question. Everything the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah here are jam packed with a lot of different interesting insights into this custom. What about shavuos? Why don't we have a tainis b'hab after shavuos? The einay ela yoyim echad ein choyshishin. There's not enough time on shavuos to get into trouble. And therefore, there's no need to have a series of Bahab after the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Okay. They also, what about Chanukah? I saw one of my safe over here. What about Chanukah? Chanukah, you have to go to work. Chanukah, even though it's true that you have parties every single night, okay, and you have all the Chanukah parties and all the jelly donuts and so on and so forth, but it's not enough of a Yom Menucha for 8 days where you'll commonly day Avera more than usual, so there's no need to have a Bahab after Chanukah. But Pesach and Shavuos are candidates for sin, and we find the precedent in Sefer Iyov. He brought Karbanos when he made a Suda for a period of days, because his children certainly sinned, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says the custom is to have a fast day, and it's serious business. We learn Vayichal. Okay, then the Mishnah Berurah points out some other very interesting things that we start right away. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't. We don't start right away. He disagrees. He says, Miyad Bahab, Ratzim Lafuke, Mimasha Kasu B'Shem Mahariv, Sheyamtinu Milasanas, I can get that later on. When it says right away, it doesn't mean, it means you first must make a Mishaberach on Shabbos morning. Okay, many of you have been in shuls, where they make a Mishaberach. Have you been to those types of shuls? Even if they don't, they make a Mishaberach. They have it here, I'm sure, in the article. Siddur, let me, I'll read you the Nusach. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Nusach. Shachris, the Shabbos, the Yom Tov. Here it is. Mishaberach Leoledes. They don't have, they have to have it over here somewhere. Yukim Purkin. I thought I saw it in the sitter here. Here it is. Okay, here it is. It's in the gray, you know, in the article, whatever's in gray, only say once in a while. On page 208, Mi Shaberach Avasenu Avram Yisrael Yaakov Moshe Ardo Aaron Dov Shlomo Hu Yivarech Es Kol Mi Sheyikabal Olof Lis Anois Sheini Vachamishi Vesheini Beschar Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmerem V'yatzileim Mikol Tzor V'tzuku Mikol Nega U'machala V'yishlach B'noch V'yasal B'chol Ma'asei Yidehem Yikabel Tefilos Sehem. May Hashem accept their tefilos. V'yazin Shav Oisehem, and listen to their cries. Im Kol Yisrael Achayhem V'noim Aramein. So you have here this nusach of the tefillah the Shliach Tzibur makes. When does he make this? Right before he puts away the Sefer Torah, right before the Shliach Tzibur says, Yehallelu Hashem Hashem Kineskov Shmo Levado. After Ashrei, before Yehallelu, is when the Shliach Tzibur reads this Mishaberach. He doesn't read it when the Sefer Torah is open on the Bima, he reads it at a later point in time where it's more noticeable. And therefore, if Yom Tov is over, let's say even on a Sunday, think about it, this happens often. Let's say Yom Tov is over, last day of Yom Tov is a Shabbos. So right away, you have Monday, right away Monday, you can, Yisrael Chag is Sunday. Monday is a candidate for the beginning of Bahab. Well, I'll take that back. Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, if Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, is Rosh Chodesh, you have to wait until Rosh Chodesh new, let's say Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, so you would think, so right away, Monday, Thursday, you can begin Bahab. No. You wait until Rosh Chodesh, and then you wait another whole week in order to make the announcement. So you don't start right away. The Bahab must be preceded with a Mishaberach. So when it says here in the words of the Mishmur Miyad, in the Ramah Miyad, the Mishmur explains, I'll explain this what it means now, that there were customs brought down, it's cited, there are many, many customs with regard to this meaning Bahab, where it comes from the Goinim, goes all the way back. We are, when the primary reason for reading Bahab is not what the Mishnah Berurah says. Let's elaborate. The Mishnah Berurah clearly says, Mishem Paiskin, it doesn't give you any solid source. The reason why we observe Bahab is because since we went through two holidays, we went through a holiday, we definitely did an Avera. There was Kalas Rosh in our celebration. We need to do tshuva for Kalas Rosh. Other Paiskin disagree. We lay in Bahab after Sukkot because we need the rain. It's a Zman of Geshem, just like we, after Yud Zayin, December 4th, in America, Tkufa, we say V'sein Tal U'Matar, and in Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying V'sein Tal U'Matar on Yud Zayin. When do they say Yud Zayin? Was Zayin Tamuz? Which day Tamuz? Zayin Tamuz? I forgot all this. Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan, not Yud Zayin Cheshvan. There are different customs. The Gemara talks about different kufas. These different opinions. But according to the Iker Zman of Geshem is Yud Zayin Cheshvan. In Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying the same talamotar already Zayin Cheshvan. But the Zman when it's critical that rain should begin falling, when it's critical for the crops, is Yud Zayin. That's the Zman Geshem. So they would actually fast. It was part of the Bakasha for Geshem to recite Bahab. And the Iker Zman of Geshem is after Yud Zayin Cheshvan. So they would wait, they would hold off reciting Bahab until Yud Zayin Cheshvan. Just because Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan has entered, they would not begin to say Bahab until the end of the month, when it would overlap with the days of Yud Zayin Cheshvan and on. Along comes the Ramah, and the Ramah rejects that. That's not the Iker reason why we recite Bahab. We recite Bahab because of a Kalus Rosh and Hoilus that took place on the Yontif of Sukkot, and therefore you should say it as early as possible. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah. There has to be a balance. As early as possible, provided that they made in Shulam Mishaberach for those that are makabel upon themselves to fast the coming days. So Miyad doesn't mean Mamish Miyad. There must first be a Mishaberach. Miyad just means don't follow those Peskin that say the Iker reason why we recite Bahab is as a Bakosha for Geshem, which really is needed at the end of Chodesh Cheshvan. No, that's not the Iker Tam. Now, just going backwards, if that's why you would have Bahab after Sukkot, why would you have Bahab after Pesach? After Pesach is not a Zman of Geshem. Springtime, you don't want Geshem. There is no Geshem. Adrav, Geshem is a simon klala. The answer is, in the Chanami, there's no Geshem, but there's a Sakana, what we call Shidofoin and Yerokoin. Winds. Sandstorms, winds, or extreme heat, which caused the crop, to be destroyed. So there's a very great sakana in the environment, not rain, but shidofon and yirokon, which appears to have been more common than we are aware of, and they will be mispalel, they would fast 3 days after Pesach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spare us from the harm of the environment destroying our crop. So that's an entirely different reason. Nothing to do with Hoilus, nothing to do with Kalas Rosh, and it also explains why after Shavuos there's no need to have a 3-day fast, because after Shavuos is not a tkufa when the crops are in great danger. Only in Chodesh Nisan and in Chodesh Iyar, and that's why there was a need for there to be this period of Bahab. Okay, but he brings down, but we have at least this idea where it's brought down by the Machab and the Ramah, and we have this Zman. Then he goes on to say there's a Tainis Tzibur. Then he says something very interesting by the Tainis Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah. He talks about the Zman as we don't do this, so it's not already our custom to do this, and therefore people, we don't do this. If a person doesn't even want to fast, he asks the Makabal upon himself a Tainis Yochid. If a person wants to fast the day before the fast day at Mincha, he has to recite a Makabal upon myself the following day as a fast. Since in our times most people do not fast, it's not a Tainis Tzibur. If an individual wants to fast during these days, so he has to accept upon himself in the Mincha before the day that he will fast. Then he says at the end, what happens if you're not going to fast? What about saying the Slichos? It's very common. I think it's becoming even more common today that many shuls, they don't fast, but at least they say the Slichos of Bahab. Anyone here say the Slichos? Say, I daven, they say the Slichos today. They just said, but they don't fast. So he writes here in the Mishnah Berurah, V'yecholim loymar Slichos afilu ein bebeis hakneses asorim misanim. You can say the Slichos even though you don't have 10 people that are fasting. Rak, But there is one slicha shlo yoymu haslicha shal tainis sibur kavu. Don't say something. It appears that they would append to the slichos additional slichos, as if you don't have enough what to say. There were certain slichos that were always said on a tiny sibur. If you don't have 10 people fasting, don't say those slichos, which explicitly make mention that there are 10 people fasting. Uve prima godim kosaf sheyedalik rak tevas tzibur. No. There are certain slichos that were said on a tiny tzibur. You can say them. Just when it comes to the word tzibur, take out that word. Because the tzibur is not fair. So you have to amend. In other words, you can say them basically. You have to even read the slichos, which this is referring to. You can say them and just make some minor changes. Umikol makam. Here's what I want to get to. Haslicha shel afafuni mayim bivadai. There is one slicha that should not be said if the tzibur is not fasting, and that's a slicha called afafuni. Now, why am I telling you this? Because if you remember back after Sukkot, in the beginning, I don't have the dates in front of me, but after Sukkot this past year, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, after Shabbos when they made the Mishaberach, there was a Monday morning, and it was a Thursday. And then there was a following Monday. That following Monday was the morning before Hurricane Sandy. Hurricane Sandy, the thrust of the storm was Monday night going into Thursday. Already Monday morning, the city shut down in advance. I remember we had a shiur here. I called people up on Sunday night to cancel the next 2 days. There was no shiur here Monday, Tuesday. That Monday was the last day of Bahab. Hurricane Sandy occurred on Monday, the last Monday of Bahab. That was the, it was really the night. I mean, it was the whole day, late afternoon. It was the night, the next day. But it was, that was like the eye of the storm already was Monday morning. What was the slicha? What slicha here is referring to that should not be said unless you have a minion? Afafuni. That's the first slicha for this morning. This morning, where I daven, they don't say, they don't say the pisma, they don't say this slicha. But and he says it should not be said unless you have a minion. And the slicha begins, the sheni tanina. Let me read you the words. Afafuni mayim ad nofesh. Water has surrounded us until the point of death. Bon banu be imke mitzula. We have entered into the depths of great waters. Galayam of rolenu. The waves of the sea have passed upon us. Dochius tohom. The depths of the tohom. Ki sosnu has covered us. Hoydeinu nepach lemashches v'oy loyot sarnu koyach. Our face, our appearance has turned harmful, and we have no strength left. And it goes on to describe because of our sins. There's a beautiful expression here, derech agav, beautiful, powerful expression. Masores biyodeinu me'avosinu. We have a tradition from our forefathers. Ne'oka teshuva utzedaka. These three things, crying out, doing tshuva, and giving tzedaka, soisrois roya gezeros. It annuls evil decrees. Od me'anos am, from any further afflicting the people. Beautiful expression. Go look in this slicha. But this is the first slicha, which is said on today. This is what's said today. I didn't say this today. Where I daven, they didn't say this today, because it says in the Mishnah that you should not say this unless you're fasting, even though you want to say the slichos, which many shuls do. So you say the other slichos. You can say everything else, but just don't say this. Don't say this, because this mentions that we're fasting. I guess it mentions, does it say over here that we're fasting? Tzom sheni v'chamish. I guess the reason why we don't say this is because it says here explicitly, patznu behaskoma achas tzom. We have all come together. We have all expressed our will that we will all come together for the tzom, the fast Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Since this slich explicitly mentions that it's the fast of Monday, Thursday, Monday, and we're not fasting, so it was sheker. How can you go and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us, we're fasting, it's a lie. We're not fasting today. So it is the custom that you don't say this slicha. But this is the slicha. And, you know, for the rest of our lives, it's, you know, Hurricane Sandy was no picnic. Hurricane Sandy was an incredible suffer from the incredible tsar. People lost everything. The imam is devastated. Terrible, terrible tsar. And this was discussed, this was mentioned by many, many people. People that take the outing very seriously, like, wow. Here it was Erev Hurricane Sandy, and especially in hindsight, these words could not have been more true. Bo bayom, afofuni mayim anofesh, bonu beimkei mitzula, gale yam avru aleinu, doch yustachayim kisosnu. It couldn't be more accurate. And this happens every time we come to the Tsheni Tanina of Bahab. It's mamish to a certain degree the anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. Twice a year, for the rest of our lives, you come to this Shin Shane Day. You look at this slicha. This is exactly what happened on Bo Bayom on that day, and it's also just kedai to look at that beautiful expression. Masores biyadeinu me'avaseinu ne'oka teshuva utzdaka soisres shayagzeros oid me'anos a'am. The beautiful expression that appears in this slicha. Okay, so this is the basic ideas of what is Bahab. We have the Mechaber, it's a Ramah, this is the Mishaberach. If you don't fast, it's okay, but you should, there's still stopping the saying Slichos, but you should be careful not to say the Slichos which mentioned explicitly that it's fasting, because that would be Sheker, and the only one of all the Slichos that's Mamish mentions fasting is the Slicha of Afafuni Chmayim Ad Nofesh, and it's the anniversary of Hurricane Sin. Just to fill in some other ideas about why we do this. This is not the only reason why we fast, because of Hoilulus. I gave you already two reasons. First is because during the Yom Tif of Pesach and Sukkot, it's inevitable that people are going to sin. And it really comes from the Pasuk in Iyov. Let me in fact read you the Pasuk in Iyov. The Pasuk says, let me find the Pasuk. To die to read the pasuk. I can't find the pasuk at this moment in time. Here it is. Iyov, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Hey. Okay, the beginning of Iyov. Vayihi ki hikifu yimei hamishteh. After the Me'a Mishnah were over, Ve'hela Oilois Mispar Kulam, Eoif, he offered Oilois in honor of all of his children, based on the number of his children. Ki Omar, Eoif, Ulai Chotubonai, perhaps my children have sinned. After the Me'a Mishnah were over, Eoif offered sacrifices to atone for any sin that his children committed during the time of Simcha. Because it's natural that during the time of Simcha, a person comes Lidei, Kalas Rosh, and he does Averus. Now we mentioned the other reason is because there's a time of, after Sukkot, it's a time of where we need Geshem, Sakana, we need Geshem, Mashivich Morda Geshem, and that's why some in fact delayed until the Tkuf, after Yud Zayin Cheshem, at the time when the rain actually falls after Pesach, we mentioned, is because there's a sakana of shidofoin and yirokal, and the crop can be destroyed due to winds, due to decay, or some type of maybe locust. They have it this time of the year. The locusts come this time of the year. The Arab, is that part of it? Had already happened. It already happened. But they had it already. This year it happened, but it was already past the season. Past the season. But it was a very big sakana, and therefore they're very makbe to fast. Another reason cited, very interesting reason, because the Baruch Hashem, we live in modern times, so we're able to adapt much better. We have special better nutrition and medicines. Is that in ancient times, when the weather would change, people did not adapt well. When you went from a summer into the winter, we take it for granted. Summer, winter, spring, fall, it's the big deal. You just go from one season, you glide in from one season to the next. We have air conditioning, we have heating, we have all the creature comforts. But when you live in ancient society, ancient place where you don't have all these creature comforts, and you go from winter to winter, from summer to fall, and fall to winter, it's a very dangerous time of the year for the body to adjust from the extreme heat of the summer to the cold. You get cold. And you go even, and likewise, when you go from the winter into the summer, they were not equipped to adjust. Their bodies could not adjust easily. And many people got sick. It was a very common occurrence. People got sick and many people died. And therefore, it was a frightening period of time. So as a precaution, at least a spiritual precaution, they were mevakeh shrachamim after Sukkot and after Pesach to be mispal for their health. That the change of season should not bring chas v'shalom any illness, should not bring the result in any great illness for Klal Yisrael. That's another approach. And that's why it explains that Shavuos, because Shavuos, you're already in the middle of the summer, so there's no purpose in fasting Shavuos. Another very interesting reason given, Noi Kitzon Yosef, he cites this reason, is that Chazal in Pirkei Avos say, Kol ha-mevaze es ha-moyados, ein le-chelek le-olam haba. It's a very big nesayin halacha, it's a very complicated halacha, how to treat chol hamoyed. On the one hand, chol hamoyed is mamish a yamtif. It's part of sukkah, it's part of Pesach. On the other hand, chol hamoyed, you're allowed to do davar avet. You're allowed to do business. You're allowed to do whatever you want chol hamoyed. So it's up to you. It's up to the person how to properly deal with chol hamoyed in a holy way. Most people fail in treating Chol HaMoed with the sanctity that it deserves. And being that it's a Dover Chomer Ad Mo'ed, Chol HaMevaze Es HaMo'ados, which refers to Chol HaMoed, Ein Lechelik L'Olam Haba, the tshuva that is done during Bahab is specifically for being mevazeh the moyadus, not for hoilulus. You go to a meal and you play around and you joke around. You sit around the table, you make some jokes, and you make a joke about the rabbi's drasha, the Shabbos, like go to the drasha, Shabbos, the drasha. That's general approach, overindulgence. But here it's very specific. It's specifically related to the mevaze es hamayadres. That's what it says. A whole different approach to why we fast. Okay, there are other reasons given. All the other reasons are really variations of the Hoylos. Some of them they talk about that very bizarre to us. I remember my Rebbe of Chaim Sigel used to tell us this. Like I don't know, he just to impress upon us, not that it was serious. That it's brought out what's the Avera. Before the Yom Tovim, there would be drashos for the Tzibur. Men and women would come to the drashos to teach the halachas, how to kasher the kitchen, how the halachas of the Seder, how to build the sukkah. Men and women would come. And what happened when the drasha was over? Mingling. Taruvis. And the taruvis led to shidduchim. But not every shidduch was successful. There was some mingling that didn't lead to a shidduch. There was mingling. And this is what it was. And this, so why not Shavuos? Because Shavuos, there was no drasha. There were no halachas. So it's an easy yomtiv. I remember tongue-in-cheek, he told this to us, tongue-in-cheek, not that he took this very seriously, and it's only not in our times, but you see that in ancient times, ad kedei kach, how sensitive they were, holy people, to hanging out in the wrong places with the wrong type of people, where it doesn't lead to a davar shebe kedusha, or it leads just to having a good time. Okay, but that's all part of the variation of Kal Yisroel, based upon what it says in the pasuk of Eov, that after his party, after he had a party, he brought a carbon oil for each one of his children. Ulai chatu banai. Now here's a very interesting issue, and this certainly becomes even more nogean in modern times, especially in Eretz Yisrael. What about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni. Many times, many years, there's a conflict. Bahab, especially our the way we commemorate, and by the way, like we mentioned before, it wasn't really set, it wasn't etched in stone when Bahab should be observed. Bahab, you could pick any 3 days you want, any Monday, Thursday, like we mentioned before. Some people didn't wait. Miyat, take the Ramah literally, when do you start observing Bahab? The moment after Rosh Chodesh begins. It could even appear that there were some customs that they started doing Bahab even in Chodesh Tishrei, right after Yom Tov was over, right away. They didn't wait until Chodesh Tishrei was out. They started right away. They didn't wait until Nisan was out. They started right away. I'll be not to fast. So who says he can't fast? You can't have a spaden. Fasting, not necessarily. The proof is Erev Pesach. You fast Erev Pesach. The firstborns fast Erev Pesach. So it's not so simple that you can't fast during the Chodesh. What? That a Tanit Siva. So this also wasn't viewed 100% as a Tanit Siva. So it's not so bad. No one's going to fast during Chodesh Nisan now. No one's going to fast during Chodesh Teves. But when do you begin to fast? Well, it's not etched in stone exactly when the dates are. Sometime during Chodesh Nisan, sometimes during Chodesh during Chodesh Iyar, and sometime during Chodesh Cheshvan. We have a pretty set calendar where it's the custom today that you first make the Mishbech and then you start the process of 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. But many years, there's a conflict between Pesach Sheni and Bahab. One of the days of Bahab is the same day as Pesach Sheni. So what do you do in that year? Pesach Sheni, it's our custom, most of us in the article surrounding it says that you don't say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. You don't even say Tachnun day before. Tomorrow, Pesach Sheni is Wednesday. So will you say Tachnun Tuesday Mincha? Machloikis. Some many shuls will not say Tachlan even the mincha before Pesach Sheni. It's a yomtiv. Reincarnate Pesach. You don't say Tachlan. You don't say Tachlan. You're not allowed to have a spaden. You're not allowed to have a spaden. You're not allowed to fast. So there are different customs. The first rule we should be aware that not everyone is so excited about not saying Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. I've heard from reliable sources that in Mir Yeshiva here in Brooklyn, they say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. It's not a Yom Tov. Pesach Sheni, in fact, is a, I don't even want to say it's a racist remark, but it's a Yom Tov for Tameim. It's not a Yom Tov for the Tahirim. It's not a real Yom Tov. If a person happens to be in Tomei, or Derech Rechaika, new, so it's a makeup exam. The whole Klal Yisrael is not celebrating a Pesach Sheni. What kind of business is this? You take off a day from saying Tachnun because someone was late. Someone, so the whole Klal Yisrael has to go take that because of one person that was late. It's good enough. We have a Pesach Sheni for the latecomer. He's Tomei. So why were you Tomei? You should have been to tie yourself. Or, okay, but you have an excuse, you have no choice, so on and so forth. But it's not a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Mir Yeshiva here in Brooklyn, I'm told, they say Tachnun. It's a Yom Tov for Tanaim. It's nothing special. And therefore, there's no harm. It's Bahab. Bahab, you fast. You fast, and you have a tzibo, you say vayichal. You do the whole show, no big deal. Tzom Gedalia, which is in Tishrei, obviously. Tzom Gedalia is in Tishrei. It's also in Tishrei. It's one from the Nevi'im. Okay, so therefore, it's no big deal. It's no big deal to fast. So many people hold it's not a conflict. Other Poskim strongly disagree. They hold that Pesach Sheni is a big Yom Tov. It's a big simcha, big Yom Tov, and no one fasts. And most of us, probably everyone we dive in, they're looking for any excuse not to say Tachnun. You're not going to say Tachnun. They're going to give out matzah. It's going to be big Yom Tov, big Yom Tov. So Bahab doesn't exactly fit well with the theme of the day if you want to celebrate. So what do you do? So, the different customs. Some that sit. That year you're off from, but that day, whenever that, whether it's the first, the last, the middle, that part of the series, you get off. Easy, you get off that year. If it's the last Monday, so there's no last Monday. If it's the Thursday, so you don't have to do the Thursday. Most people appear to have a pshara. Both. There's no harm. I think that if I vaguely remember correctly, in Chaim Bolin, that's what they do. They say the Slichos, but they don't say Tachnun. Like, what do you normally do today? What do you do today? Today you say the Slichos, and after the Slichos, you say V'orachum. It's a long davening. So you say the Slichos, and you don't say Tachnun. It's not a contradiction. It's bahab. And fasting, so you don't fast, but there's no harm in doing both. Now, what I mentioned, why it's become such a big issue in modern times, because many years Yom HaTzmaut also conflicts with Bahab. It can't happen on a Monday anymore, because Monday is always going to be, it's not going to happen possible, but it happened on a Thursday. And it does happen. And years ago, before they instituted this thing with Yom HaZikaron and Shabbos, it used to happen often on Monday. So that gets involved in hashkaf issues in where you stand in these issues. It's interesting, the Rabbanut, I don't know the history when they established the rules. There's a conflict. How did they originally deal, if they even were consulted, if they even were given a choice? It's Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's Siman Tov Tzadi Beis. But the problem is, the calendar has been fixed. So we have with Pesach Sheni, the same conflict, right? The same conflict. So Pesach Sheni, you tell me, is not a holiday. Right, Pesach Sheni L'chora is less of a holiday than those that observe Yom Atzmaut. They're observing it as a significant day. I'm not getting into Valani Hashka, but those that view Atzmaut as something which of significance, they will view it halachically on a much different level than Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is for the Tanaim. This is for the Tahirim. It's a whole different approach. I'm just putting myself in that frame of mind. I'm not getting it. So it's a problem. I just know I've heard there of David Lifshitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in Yeshiva University. He had his there many minyanim. I'm not familiar with all the details of the minyanim. In his name, he did both. He viewed it. You do both. What's the conflict? You say Hallel. And you say slichos, hayluchud v'hayluchud. It's not necessarily a conflict. Like another thing, someone said to me, what's so terrible to say tachnun on Atzmaut? If you say tachnun, there's no greater day than we need to say the end of tachnun, not the mizmar. Shomer Yisrael, shomer she'eris Yisrael, v'al yovad Yisrael hoimim shah. It's like, if you would compose something in honor of Atzmaut, you couldn't compose something more beautiful than saying the three Shomer Yisraels. Okay, so that's not Ikar Tachnun. Ikar Tachnun is the Mizmor. It's the Mizmor. May I want to say the Mizmor, you say this. So look, I'll tell you, there are stories. I know stories with Hasidic Rebbes. They love saying Tachnun, that on a day when they didn't say Tachnun, there was a bris of their own grandchildren, a bris. So when davening was over, they said to Hillam, and they said Mizmor. They said the Mizmor of what you say for Tachnun. It's like not the end of the world when you know the deeper meaning behind these inyan. So fooling al payim, you know, that's already a different matter. When you fool lifal al payim, so you don't fool al payim, so you just say the mizmar. I don't know the answer, but it's not necessarily a conflict. I'm not saying my own chidushim. I'm just saying over from the Gedolei Yisrael, from David Lifshitz. Okay, most people don't look at it like that. They look at it. They don't. What? They did both. They did both. They did halal and they said that. So it's not necessarily halal and tachlam. It's not necessarily conflict. It is something very interesting, which is a new thing. You know, it's hard to come up with new things in modern times. It's hard to find new things like this, where you have Shulchan Aruch, and we have a system in place of saying Bahab, and then you have a day which is considered to be a day of a Yom Tov, and L'chaira, the two don't jive, they don't go well. How do you deal with it? And don't tell me Pesach Sheni is a Raya, because Pesach Sheni is not necessarily a Raya. So these are just some interesting issues. Let me just make sure I got everything I wanted to tell you. Okay, I think that's pretty much. Let me just make sure everything. Alright, I think pretty much wraps it up. Okay, I'm sure tomorrow we'll talk about tomorrow, Pesach Sheni. Tomorrow we'll go into Pesach Sheni in Yanam. No matzah.